We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So we're live in the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. You know, they found a better way to mortgage so you can focus on making your new house home. Rocket Mortgage, push button. Get mortgage. Our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, is brought to you by Geico. Great news. You can save a bunch of money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. I have to tell you, no offense to anybody, because I'm sure this will offend a bunch of people, but honestly, you just have to admit it, right? That was the worst call I've ever heard in my life of the end of a division series, like clinching out, right? Like, you know, they won the game big. What was the final, 13-1 or something like that? So, but have you ever heard anything Carver High worse than that call right there? That guy's 80 years old. I mean, it's the end of the road there, bro. I mean, it sounded so bad. I don't care what anybody says. That was bad. I just listened to it. I was sitting in here. I went, what, is he drunk? I mean, it sounded so bad that, like, if they don't know that sounds bad, then they're all a bunch of idiots. Well, like, that guy sounded completely lost. What was he doing? Did you hear that? If I played it again, it would only humiliate him further.
Yeah, look, I think it's – I don't know if you want to factor in that there was eight boring innings to get through after you went up 10-0 in the first inning, but
– what was he doing?
Like, I just – that stuff just kills me because so many people, you know, around here, they kill Sterling for, like, mistakes.
Right.
Sterling don't sound like that on the air.
No,
ever.
No.
Ever, and he's
but
in
that
his
guy,
early, you
just
know.
So you know, he's a legend, right? So I get it. He's a legend, and I respect that his career has been brilliant. He's had a brilliant career, and I know who he is. I mean, I've been around baseball a long time, and I covered it every year of my life. I've done A-ball play-by-play. I covered the Pirates. I covered the White Sox. I've covered the Giants. I've covered the Dodgers. You name it, right? And I got to tell you, he's got a brilliant career. There's no denying it. But at the end here, I mean, at the end of the road here at 80, that was the most horrific thing I've ever heard. Did you hear that? That was bad. Don't even tell me that wasn't bad. He just played that clip. I almost fell over. I didn't even know what I was listening to. That wasn't even a baseball game, was it? What was that guy calling? I mean, was he pouring drinks? I don't know what he was doing. Maybe he was making a Tom Collins right there. Remember we had that going earlier? That was the worst call I've ever heard of a sporting event in my life. Honestly, that I'm going to put that up there as the worst thing I've ever heard right there. And that guy's had a brilliant career, but at the end, that's a train wreck right there. Whatever's going on there, they got to take a look at that. Blame me all you want. If you want to argue with me, that sucked. You want to argue with me, you're going to lose, okay? Because that sucked. I don't even care if you live there, that sucked. That was terrible. Was it not? You heard it. Was that not the worst thing you've ever heard?
It was pretty bad.
Pretty bad. It was an atrocity. That was the worst call of anything I've ever heard in my life. I've heard better high school games called. I have. Listen, I'm not one to judge, except that that's all I do. Anyway, I wanted to say, can we go back to making fun of the Braves again? That was kind of fun. That was like a 15-minute thing we had going there. That was like better than some of the relations I've had. Seriously, they will never, ever live it down. And that guy, Foltynewicz, he should move. Immediately. They need to trade him now, tomorrow.
Yeah, because now every time he takes the mound for you, you're only going to think of today. That's all you're ever going
to
think of.
He's never going to be able to pitch with a clear head again.
It's like why the Mets with Glavin, like anytime a Met fan thinks of Glavin, they think of that last game in 07 or 08, whatever.
But no one talks bad about Glavin. They're going to talk bad about Foltynewicz.
New York, they do.
Do you remember how they said he had a great game one? Or whatever. The game,
game two that he beat Flaherty.
He beat Flaherty game two. So everybody talked about how great he looked. Remember Domino came on last night and talked about how great he was, lights out. I'll tell you what, tonight he pitched like the lights were out. He couldn't find anything. He couldn't get anything out. He couldn't get anybody out. It was like he was Helen Keller. I mean, what was that disaster? How long did they leave him in for? Seven runs.
Yeah, I know that Fried came in.
How do you leave him in there? Seriously, what was third of an inning?
That's all. He got one out.
He got one out and gave up seven runs? Is that what he was charged with, seven runs?
I'd have to go check.
I mean, at 3 or 4, don't you yank his ass?
Not good for the ERA.
Is that what he was? Did he give up 7?
Yep.
You're telling me that they left him in to give up 7 runs.
They might not have all been earned because I know Freeman had a critical error in editing.
But you got to yank him after 3 or 4, don't you? It's 4-0. You got to yank him. Dodgers have a runner on in the 9th. Tie game. Very pressurized what's going on in Lipstick City at Chavez Ravine right now. So one night, I told this story. B-Max never heard this story before. I went to a Dodger game one day, and I used to go all the time. I used to live in L.A. So I used to go, and I lived in Huntington Beach. And so I drove. I left the game. I was hammered. I left the game. I was in, like, my 20s. I was stupid. I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to the game. I think I'll drink 10 beers, drive home. No problem. You know, I had it all figured out, right? I'm driving down the 10 in third gear in my RX-7 convertible, in third gear doing 100 miles an hour, and my car caught on fire. The engine caught on fire. Because I was in third gear doing 110 miles an hour, and I was so lit, I didn't know that I forgot to change gears, and a car caught on fire on the side of the road. I got out, I ran. I just left it there burning because I knew that, to the wall a shot, but caught. Oh, there you go, right there. Who hit that? Oh, my God. Right there, that's it. Game on the line. A walk-off home run right there would have done it. I don't even know who that is, that kid. He's 12 years old, the guy that was batting. Anyway, he hit it to the wall. Anyway, the car got on fire. I ran because I knew I was buzzed and I had to get out of there. So I left my car on fire on the side of the 10, and I never saw it again as long as I lived. That was it. I ran through to a Ford parking lot, called my buddy. I said, you got to come get me. I'm hammered. I'm at the exit on the 10, blah, blah, blah. And he met me there and brought me home. That was it. Because I would have got nailed. They would have given me a Dewey as sure as I was sitting here. So it was a bad day at Dodger Stadium. That's a little quick story for you. No wonder I don't drink anymore, Carver High.
It's understandable.
I did better than the Braves.
So Smith drove that all the way to the wall.
Smith hit it. Oh, the catcher, Smith, they love him.
Yes.
He's had a great rookie year, right? Isn't that a rookie, that kid, Smith?
Yeah.
Yeah, unbelievable. Can you even believe that Kershaw, again, going back to him, that he blew this game?
I can, because he always blows it. It doesn't matter who he faces in the playoffs. He's done it against the Mets, the Cardinals. He did it the last 2 years in the World Series against the Sox and the Astros. Never there when it matters. Never.
So,
Hall of Famer, great, you know, all the Cy Youngs and great regular seasons. It's just like he's, you know... Peyton Manning.
What
right?
did you think of the Braves taking the tomahawks out of the stadium, the foam tomahawks?
Why did it all of a sudden happen today?
Well, like, because a player on the other team complained. He's Native American.
So is this permanent now or just for this game?
I don't know. Maybe just this game, because he complained that it was offensive that they do the tomahawk chop the whole game, and he went on a rant about Native Americans and about. The Navajo and everything, and he went crazy over, which everything he said was true. Everything that the guy said was legitimate. He didn't get crazy. He just told it like it is. He just literally said, it is offensive to my people that they do this. And it really is sickening. He goes, that they've been abusing us since our time on Earth.
People, honestly, good. That's one of the dumbest chants in all of sports. Like, it's so dumb.
It is painful. And they do it at Florida State games, too, the whole game, drive you nuts. It really drives you nuts. I think that's why I hate them. I hate Florida State my whole life. I hate them. Dead.
Good reason.
And then they hate me. That's fine. Good. Have at it. I don't care what you think. But that chop drives you nuts. Doesn't it just – it's so painful and annoying, and they do it the whole game, and you just sit there. You just want to – I just want to take a
– I feel like it's not as prominent now as when –
as it used to be.
In the 90s, it was. Because every year they were in the NLCS. 14
straight.
In the World Series, and they were – like, in the mid-90s, when they were at their peak,
right.
It was really going. I mean, the whole stadium was doing it.
The only Brave I've ever – you know, one of my favorite players of all time is Chipper Jones. He's a friend of mine. I love Chipper. He's cool. Larry's the man. But, you know who my favorite player of all time was, right? George Brett. And so it was George Brett, and then go figure, it's Chipper Jones, another third baseman. I thought he was the most incredible player for them. And what a career. Just Hall of Fame, no questions asked, badass. And he's the only one I ever rooted for.
I feel like you're more of a David Wells guy.
Well, I am. I like Wells. I'm friends with him, too. I went out drinking with him one night and came home 2 days later. So that wasn't good either. I remember when he came on the show and I was like, do you remember going out with me that night to see Creed? He's like, we got hammered. I was like, yeah. He goes, didn't we go out for like 2 days? I was like, yeah. I remember that. I met him once. We went out and we drank for 2 days. For 36 hours straight, I drank with that guy. It wasn't good. I've had way better runs, though, Carver High, with Metallica, Guns N' Roses. All of those were much better. Longer 5-6 day runs were without a shower. Just a 5 or 6 day bender in Cali. And Rodman, too. I've had some really bad moments with him. Real bad. Running naked from his house, chased by the police. That wasn't good either, but I did get away. I was very quick. Here we go. Corey in Boise.
Pharrell, I'm glad I get contact with you.
My man.
Touched on a couple things,
right,
man.
Right.
Pour me a double tall Jack.
Can we get him double Jack Rocks? Shake out. Ooh.
Thanks. Hey.
There you go.
A couple things going on. First of all, Boise State, Florida State will be coming up here next year, so I'm glad we got to go down there and punch them in the mouth.
Last week, it was my number one play in college football. It was Boise over UNLV. They covered. And I've been hitting so many college football games, make your head spin.
Yeah, I'm gonna get on that stuff as soon as I hide the money.
I'm telling you.
Hey, I cannot get over this, and I'm also a Braves fan, so it's just been a hell of a weekend and a hell of a week, period. But the Chargers, I still call them San Diego Chargers because they still don't have a home. But it feel like my ex-girlfriend walked into the room while I was on a good date, possible good relationship, and Melvin Gordon comes walking in, someone who doesn't even show up. All right, Phillip Rivers dies, fights for this Chargers team. I feel like him and Keenan Allen are the only ones on the field all the time. And he decides to show up and 3 yards in a cloud of dust because he ran for 1,000 yards 1 year, 10 touchdowns.
So what's the point? You don't like him on your team? You don't like that he wants more money? What is it that you don't like?
I want the Chargers to go punch somebody in the mouth and play some hard football.
So what does that have to do with Melvin Gordon showing up 5 weeks into the season?
Because I've had a hell of a running back. Eckler's done everything for me. This guy just wants to show up for a paycheck, run for 50 yards.
Listen, here's a newsflash for you, Corey. Every single guy in professional sports plays for money. Here's a newsflash for you. They all play for money. That's all they want. They don't care about you. They don't care about anything. All they care about is that fat contract and fat stacks and making millions. That's all they care about. Trust me, you, when I tell you, the rings, titles, championships, that's all vanilla. That's just sugar on icing on the cake. If they win a title when they play, they're great. It's fantastic. Like A-Rod, he got a ring in, what, 09? He finally got a ring. But do you think he cares about anything else other than that's five? What did he make? He made almost close to $1 billion playing in Major League Baseball. Didn't he make well over $700 million?
Something like that.
So do you think he cares about anything?
No.
He doesn't care about anything. Melvin Gordon wanted to get paid. He's a really good running back. He's been a huge factor on that team. I don't care what anybody says. He's a really good player, and I think he deserves to get paid. I don't think he deserves $14, $15 million like some of these other guys. In fact, I don't even think they deserve it, right? This guy Bell and who's the other one? Zeke. They're all making $15
million. Gurley.
Gurley's not worth that anymore. Like, what is he? He's effective from the 2 yard line in. The rest of the game, he does nothing. Right? Like, he doesn't put up numbers anymore. He scored 2 touchdowns last week because he had 2 1-yard runs. Right? So, congratulations. But I don't think running backs are worth that anymore. But I think Melvin's worth $10 million probably. His game equates to wins for them, if you ask me. They were great last year with him. If you look at it realistically, and Eckhart has done a decent job filling in for him. It reminds me of Connor in Pittsburgh filling in for Bell. Okay, they got all excited when he had 8 good games or something. That's what Eckhart has done. But Melvin Gordon is way better than Eckhart. I don't care what anybody says. That's all there is to it.
100%.
855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
How great is this? Howie Kendrick just hit a grand slam off Joe Kelly, the gift that keeps on giving. And this game is over. You got to be kidding me. A grand slam in the ninth. Is this the 10th inning? What is it?
This is the 10th.
10th inning. Grand slam by Kendrick. This game's over. The series is over, and David Roberts, is that his name? He's getting fired. He's got to be fired, right? What are you going to – so you we talked about this last night. Seven straight division titles, two trips to the World Series, loses all of them. He didn't win seven division titles. How long has he been the manager?
This is his third year.
Okay, 3 years, win. All he does is win, and then in the playoffs, all they do is lose. They go to the World Series and lose twice. Now they're going to lose in the division series in five games at home, up 3-1 in the eighth, and Kershaw on the mound, and look what happened.
Yeah, I don't think he'll get fired.
No?
I don't.
I do.
That's a lot of winning over 3 years.
A lot of winning when it doesn't matter. I don't care what you say.
He's got two pennants.
It doesn't matter. They don't win it. And they just keep losing. What are they going to do? Just keep losing?
The other thing I had said to you.
They're going
to
keep losing? Is that what they want to do? Because that's where they're at. They got a guy that can't get it done. And at some point, they're going to blame somebody, aren't they? You don't think they're going to. What are they going to do here? Who are they going to blame here for this? Joe Kelly? Or are you going to blame Kershaw?
Well, no, Kershaw's going to be the GOAT tonight. Not Dave Roberts, not anybody else. Kershaw will be the GOAT.
Kershaw will get the blame.
He will be number one on the pecking
order. And Joe Kelly as well.
Look, Joe Kelly's in a tough spot here. You don't got anybody else to go to after he puts a couple guys on? I mean, he clearly didn't have it tonight. Rendon almost hit it out, but right before
he just
that,
left him in there.
And he just let him in there to go.
Why wouldn't you go to Jansen?
Yeah, Jansen's sitting down there picking his nose.
Now you can't even use him. It's like Zach Britton a few years ago with the Orioles. Now you can't even use your best pitcher.
Oh, and another guy hits one. Oh, here we go. That's a fly out to left. There you go. Finally an out. That's one out. This game's over. Can you even believe this?
I know a lot of people are
I'm going to get roasted on both these games tonight. Unbelievable.
You're going to make it, which everybody will. It's going to be about the Dodgers losing because they had such another 100-win year, blah, 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 blah.
Whatever.
But let's also
1988. That's how long it's been.
Fair. On the other side of the coin, this national team loses every single year, and they're finally going to get a big win in a playoff series.
Huge.
And they never do. This is a team we talked about for years. Never get it done. They're finally going to get it done and go to the NLCS.
Cards in six.
Cardinals win the NLCS?
In six.
In six games.
I think this will push the Nats over the top. They're going to get to the World Series.
You think they'll beat the Cardinals?
I do. They're better than the Cardinals.
Friendly little wager?
I don't know about.
I don't want to wager with you. I don't care enough about either team to wager with
you. I don't know about. I don't even. I guess they're better.
I think they're better than them. I think this is the thing that propels the Nats. They're going to go to the World Series this year.
This is even better is looking at the Dodger fans. How funny are their faces? And then the rest of them are pouring out into the parking lot right now. They're absolutely pouring out of this stadium.
And this was the second inning he was trying to get out of Kelly. Kelly pitched in the ninth, got out, one, two, three.
And they're just giving up one hit after the next. Here's another hit. And they're just leaving him in. They already have conceded the game. The game's over. They don't even need to bat. It's over. It is over. Look at this guy. Here he comes. Believe me, you. I'm telling you, they're going to treat him rudely in Los Angeles for this. They lost again. That's it. Two World Series and now a DS exit. I'm telling you, they're going to roast him. I think that, life is not so easy in Los Angeles in sports if you lose.
Now you're bringing him in? Now you're bringing him in?
Yeah.
Bring a Jansen in now?
Yeah, it's a little late, Dave. I think they're going to fire him just for this move. Seriously. He brings him in now. Like, how dumb are you? What was he? They're laughing at him. The Nationals are laughing at Roberts right now. They're all laughing at him that they're bringing that he's bringing him in now.
Got to keep it at 7-3.
Can you imagine that he even had the stones to walk out to the mound? The abuse he's probably taking right now in that stadium. It's not his fault, but I'm telling you, they're going to blame him. They're going to blame Kershaw and Roberts. That's it. And Kelly. I mean, that was the minute it hit his bat, I was like, that's gone. Oh, my God, a bomb to dead center field, the furthest part in the ballpark. Howie Kendrick. Howie Kendrick. I mean, didn't he play for the Angels forever or something like that?
He was on the Dodgers, too.
What is the deal there? That guy doesn't do that very often.
He's actually Robert's fourth year with the Dodgers.
4 years.
Howie Kendrick, 35 years old in his 14th season.
Right. He's never been a home run hitter.
No, he's always been just a good hitter. I mean, he's a guy you want up in a big spot because he's going to put the bat on the ball. He doesn't usually hit it 430 feet.
So I just love watching the fans' faces, knowing that, because they're not, whoever's producing this broadcast isn't doing a good job, because I want to see more people suffering. I want to see fans just absolutely crying in their soup. I want to see kids bawling and not going to school tomorrow. I want to see everyone miserable. And you know what else is happening there right now, automatic, is fist fights are breaking out in the bleachers. Because that place, you'll get shanked at a Dodger game.
Can we get a Mary Hart reaction, please?
I mean, she's probably there too, huh? How funny is that? That is, they blew this game. They were up 3-1 in the eighth. Game over.
What a shame.
So now what? You take the Rays tomorrow? All these other teams aren't supposed to win or winning.
Yeah, I don't think we can go 3-for-3.
Can't go 3-for-3? You think Cole gets it done?
I don't think we can go 3-for-3.
But he's automatic.
I'd love to see it, but I don't think we can go 3-for-3.
You want to see it because you want Yankees Rays.
Of course I want. Any Yankee fan would rather play the Rays than the Astros. But the Astros are already in the World Series. They're the best team in baseball.
They've already won it.
They've already won it all.
It's over. And the Dodgers, it's over.
Best pitching staff ever assembled.
Remember, I told you I would never get my Dodger-Yankee World Series again.
You're not getting it this year.
I told you the only we saw the three-game series in August was my World Series, and the Yankees won in 2-1.
And they wore those awful uniforms.
Oh, God, those white and black uniforms.
They should have won that middle game, too. That was the game where they stopped the play when the guy was rounding third, coming home to tie the game, and they screwed the Yankees out of that game.
I got to tell you that whoever made that decision to do the white and black uniforms that weekend, well, that guy should be fired. Manfred, I don't care who it is. I'm watching the Canucks just pouring it on the LA Kings right now. I think they just scored their seventh goal. The
Kings are going to be real bad this year.
Really?
Yeah.
They won last night in overtime.
They stink.
Did you see Doughty score that goal and then pound on the glass and get in that fan's face?
They have a big thing with Calgary right now.
They hate each other.
Yeah. Tkachuk and Doughty really hate each other.
How funny is Doughty? That guy looks like he's 100 years old. What was the guy's name?
He's like 29. He looks like he's like 56.
I know. What was the guy's name? Benjamin Button?
Yes, the guy who ages.
Right. Your boy, Drew Doughty, Benjamin Button. He's got...
There's your sad faces. They're giving them to you now. They're giving you all the sad faces.
I missed it. But Drew Doughty's what, like 31, 32, going on 70. Have you ever seen anything like that guy's face and teeth? They're all gone. He's lost every tooth in his mouth. And his face looks like he's just literally been, honestly, laying in a sunbed for 15 years straight sleeping. Like in a cocoon. Can you believe the things that we do on this show? It really is amazing, isn't it?
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
All right, everybody's talking about it. Everybody's joining. Everybody knows it. PharrellOnTheBench.com rules all the best picks. College football pros, all my picks are posted for this week's games. I already hit that Appalachian State game tonight. 67% of my bets hit last week. 64, 64, 67 the last 3 weeks. In college football, pros, you know what I've done. I've already had 3 weeks in the 70s. Sign up. Everybody's doing it. They just won't admit it. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Hide the money from your wife. Sign up today. I think you'll dig it. By the way, the site's getting even bigger and better in November, so check it out. Anyway, 8-2 Canucks on the Kings, and I'm watching the Dodgers. They're one out away from being done. On a bright note, I'll be on in Las Vegas now 4 hours a night. Always glad when the Dodger season ends. It helps my ratings in Las Vegas. I do better than the Dodgers in Las Vegas. I do better than the Dodgers, period. I mean, I'll still be here tomorrow. They won't. They're done. Put a fork in them. I mean, I cannot even believe what I saw. I cannot believe that, you know, the whole thing. Up 3-1 in the eighth, Kershaw gives up back-to-back home runs to Rendon and Soto, and then Howie Kendrick hits a grand slam off of Joe Kelly, who just won a World Series with the Red Sox, right? That's it. Party's on. Nationals are going to the pennant. They're going to the NLCS against the Cardinals, and the vaunted Braves and Dodgers are toast. And Dave Roberts is packing it in with his superstar Clayton Kershaw, who's going to take a beating for this. And then Carver High and BMAC say that nothing will happen to Dave Roberts.
He's not going to get fired off of this. He's just coming off two World Series appearances. I know he did not win them, but he ain't going to get fired off of this. Now, if he goes and wins 105, 106 games next year and goes out in the first round again, sure, then maybe next October.
So you don't think that anyone in Los Angeles tomorrow...
Oh, they're not going to be happy with him.
You don't think
no.
they're going to be talking about him getting fired?
It's going to be all about Kershaw. All of it.
Really?
I mean, he's going to take a little bit of heat for maybe, you know, putting Kershaw in, you know, or not going to Jansen in the eighth, or leaving Joe Kelly out there to die for two innings, you know, but...
Joe Kelly.
But honestly...
Joe Kelly, do they don't get rid of him? I think they just gave him a big deal, didn't they?
And this is going to help Roberts. The reason why Roberts won't get as much heat is because of Kershaw. Kershaw is going to take all of this over the next 48 hours in L.A. All of it.
They gave Dave Roberts a four-year extension after last year's World Series, and after last year's World Series, they gave Kershaw a three-year, $93 million extension. Good stuff.
I mean to tell you, they're stuck with all of them.
They also gave a ton of money last offseason to Joe Kelly and A.J. Pollock, who was awful in this series.
Joe Kelly, they'll never forget that pitch. Ever. What was worse tonight? The Braves was worse.
Well, it's two different things. They're two completely different situations.
One was you had no chance from the jump, and the other one was a meltdown.
This is worse.
This is worse?
Absolutely.
Up 3-1 in the eighth.
And your ace is in. I mean, like, possibly the best pitcher you've had in the franchise. I mean, could be your franchise's best pitcher. Comes in. You think this game is locked at 3-1.
Yeah, I don't think they're not. Are they reviewing that catch?
They kept showing the catch, and Roberts was kind of looking. But I mean, they're all on the field jumping
around.
Please,
Dave Roberts needs to hit the showers and get an escort to his car. He's gonna need protection getting home.
Listen, good for the Nationals, man. They always lose these games. They always lose these games.
Not tonight.
And they found a way tonight.
It's crazy. I'm getting schooled on these games. I'll tell you that much. I thought the Dodgers would win tonight as sure as I'm sitting here. Look at that guy's face, Dave Roberts. Are you kidding me? Look at him. You've got to be kidding me. Is that live? He's still standing there? He hasn't hit the showers yet?
That was when the catch happened.
I mean, it is just unbelievable. I was looking at players. They're saying that could change teams this winter that are in the playoffs. Gerrit Cole, we've already heard that story, that they can't afford to pay him. They don't want to pay him a ton of money, and that's what he's going to get. Rendon is a guy from the Nationals that is going to – he's already been offered $220 by him, and he didn't take it. So he thinks he's worth $300 million. That home run tonight, he's up to $250 now. Josh Donaldson of the Braves, they'll let him go, I would think, because of his age. He had a great year for them, though. I don't see him doing it again.
If somebody wants to give him some extra years or things like that, he won't be back there. Braves won't give him big.
Ryu, Dodgers, out. Marcell Ozuna, the Cardinals. Didi, do you think the Yankees will get rid of Didi and move Gleyber over?
I do not.
You think they'll keep him?
I do.
And leave it just the way it is?
Yes.
Dallas Keuchel is another guy that the Braves could lose. Odorizzi of the Twins. Edwin Encarnacion. I like him on the Yankees, to be honest with you. I think he's got a sick bat.
I don't think he'll be back with them, but there just isn't room for him. I mean, they've got guys sitting right now that, you know, Voit isn't even going to play. I mean, Voit's going to cost them a lot less money than... I know it's the Yankees and who cares about money, but Voit's going to cost them a lot less money than Edwin Encarnacion.
I think Edwin Encarnacion, he's old, but he's better than Voit.
Oh, he's a much better hitter. He's a professional. You know, he's no
he's no joke.
No joke hitter. I mean,
he reminds me of the guy Cruz.
Nelson Cruz, yeah.
They just gave him an extension today, didn't they?
They picked up his option.
Is that what they did? And then the other one is Avisel Garcia of the Rays.
Also noted, Steven Strasburg has an opt-out.
Oh, and he can leave.
I expect him to exercise that after the way he's performed in the playoffs so far.
So he can opt out of his deal, and they have to give him a new deal?
He's got a ton of money left on his deal right now, but if he performs like this in the postseason and Gerrit Cole gets a boatload of money, why wouldn't he opt out?
Yeah, and he did the job tonight. What, did he give up three runs and then hang tough?
Yeah, he held it at three. He gave up the early three runs and then held in there for a while. And him and Buehler both pitched good.
Can you believe that that guy, that they never scored another run in that game? They were up 3-0, and was it the first inning they scored it?
First and second.
There you go.
Two in the first, one in the second.
That's crazy, right?
What a shame.
So you think, B-Mac, you think the Cardinals are going to win the...
Oh, well, let's be fair.
Wait
a second here with this guy. He's got... This is all emotion. I mean, this guy's got coin. He's got a ticket. Like, if he didn't have that ticket, you can't go by what he's saying. He's picking the Cardinals because he's got scratch on it.
Right.
Okay, that's all that... This guy is blinded by the dollar here right now. That's it.
That may have to do with it.
Yeah, he's not going to look at this from any kind of reasonable angle. There's only one angle, and I don't blame him. Listen, I support anything that has to
but
do with money.
But he needs them to win eight games, not four.
Yeah, but he's still got to win these four.
The beauty of it is if my Yankees get to the World Series, I almost can't. I mean, it's like a consolation prize almost.
You'd rather the Yankees win the World Series than win your money?
100% I want the Yankees to win the World Series. But if they happen to lose to the Cardinals, I feel a little bit.
What'd you bet, 100 to win 650?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the Yankee one doesn't pay that.
No.
Yanks don't pay 650.
Yanks was 120.
I can't even believe Joe Kelly gave up a grand slam. I really can't.
Well, he tried to extend out of him. He pitched a good ninth inning, brought him back out
for
the 10th.
Why wouldn't you go to Jansen?
I mean, these are the questions that Dave Roberts is going to have to answer at the podium.
I mean, why would, when he loaded the bases, why wouldn't you bring in your closer at that point? You're in big trouble, and you leave the guy in. Now, grant you, they walked one guy, and then... did they walk two of them? Is that how it got full?
The first was a single and then a double by
Randall, and then they walked one.
Intentionally walked to put the man on first.
And then he gave up the grand.
Which I don't have a problem with because I'd rather pitch to Kendrick than Soto also.
You're the home team here. How do you not use your closer in the top of the inning there? It doesn't make any sense in a tie game. The move just is irrational. It makes no sense here.
I know he hasn't been the same this year, but still, you got to put him on the mound.
That is crazy. I mean, but I can't even believe. I'll give you this that baseball has amazed me tonight to the point of it. Both of those games were so unbelievable that it's mind blowing, right? It's earth shattering. I'm sitting here talking about baseball more than I have the entire summer.
Two very different games, too.
Completely wacko games. 10-0, 13-0 they led, and then they went 13-1. And then to see the Dodgers up 3-0 and lose. And to lose the lead and then lose by a grand slam.
With the mighty Clayton Kershaw on the mound in the eighth with a two-run lead.
Can you even believe it? And they're just celebrating at Dodger Stadium. And
they should.
And the Dodger fans are going home. And if you are wearing a Nationals jersey right now, leaving that ballpark, take it off.
By the way,
you're going to get shanked.
What do you think? A nice crack of a beverage at the Bryce Harper compound in Vegas tonight, watching the Nationals go to the NLCS here?
Yeah, I'm sure they're
celebrating.
That
beer going down good for Harper tonight? Watching his old team?
Go to the
NLCS. The team that never won with him there. They never got it done with Harper there. Ever. Harper gone. Nationals get the monkey off their back and go to the NLCS this year.
That's crazy.
What's even worse about this decision to not put your closer in? The lineup in the top bottom of the 10th was Muncy, Turner, and Bellinger. Your top run-producing part of the lineup.
Your three best.
So why would you not put your closer in, have him put up a zero in the top of the 10th, and then hope to walk it off in the bottom? This is just such a dumb move.
Yeah, it was bad. That's why I think they'll think about firing him. I really do. I think he butchered this game and just totally mismanaged it.
He's done in the past, too. He had bad moves in the World Series last year and the year before.
Listen, just fail, fail, fail. That's what he's done. And everybody keeps talking about all these games he wins that don't matter. When it matters most, he doesn't get it done. And I think in Los Angeles, at some point or another, people are going to be like, enough of it already. We just can't have it. He could set the table, but he never made a good dinner, right? So, you know, I think he's done a great job, and I think it might actually be time to move on. because there might, you know, they may believe that there's someone else that could actually get it done. I don't know who that is. It's obviously not him. I mean, I know no one wants to admit this, but maybe it just isn't him. Maybe he can't get it done. And you know what? I actually, you know, a lot of people will blame him and blame Kershaw. I'm more inclined to blame the players than I am some manager sitting in the dugout. That they give way too much credit for these managers and making their decisions. The players play and they execute, and the Joe Kelly's the guy that served up that grand slam. Kershaw's the guy that served up the Rendon and Soto. Dave Roberts had nothing to do with that. He put him in there, but he didn't take out Kelly. I would have probably, Kershaw was in, gave up the back-to-back. Then they brought in Kelly to finish it, and then he came back out for a second inning,
no,
right?
No, Maeda came in.
Oh, Maeda, that's
and
right.
And got those two strikeouts.
So then he went in the 10th with Kelly.
Ninth and 10th.
Ninth
Kelly
and
pitched
ten.
The ninth, pitched good, and then brought him back out for the 10th.
Why wouldn't you have just brought out Jansen for the 10th? I mean, what are you thinking?
There's
so
your question.
That's why I believe they're going to talk in L.A. all day tomorrow and the rest of the week about this guy screwed this up. They're going to fire him. Now, you're probably right. He'll be there for another 5 years. But I think they are going to discuss it. I think somebody's going to say, we had this game won, and why didn't you go to Jansen? What were you thinking leaving that guy out there? All of these reasons, I think, will factor into the possibility that they're going to think about getting rid of him.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.